الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله بيقين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. The month of Ramadan finished and we lifted the month of Ramadan with the question, is the month of Ramadan a state or a desert month? Is it a state that you're going to live through until the next Ramadan, and if you're going to try to pick up from Ramadan what you will take with you inshallah till the next Ramadan, or till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordain and death will come? We all know that one of the major purpose of having the month of Ramadan is a taqwa. And a taqwa is basically, it is anti-disobedient. What takes us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy is the act of disobedience, al-ma'asi. There is nothing else. If you look at it, the only thing taking you away from the act from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy is the act of disobedience. I want to today, inshallah, in this khutbah, give a little bit more about the act of disobedience, what it means and how it works and who is doing it. And inshallah, I know that this is going to be like a series, but this series is going to be like a miniature series or a little bit of a series from the main major series of the Muslim family. Because this is the responsibility of the parents, is to be aware of that danger. And that's how they're going to train their children and their spouses and themselves to how to fight back. It is a part of the family. We need the family to fulfill this and need the family to apply this. So first of all, we want to know what is the disobedience, the act of disobedience. The disobedience is any act or say, words come out, in contradiction with the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constitution, that it would lead whoever doing it or saying it out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. And when I say the constitution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean only the Quran, the Sunnah, and Ijma' al-Ummah, al-Ijma'. This represents the constitution. We all know the sources of Sharia, they are five, but we're going to stick with the first three: Quran and the Sunnah and Ijma' al-Ummah.
What are the other two?
The other two, they are Al-Ijtihad, Ifta' al-Qalb. Al-Ijtihad, that means doing your study and try to come with a conclusion. A group of people, but there is not, and from there it comes a school of thoughts. Ifta'ul qalb, that means when you hear a legislation, you may your heart accept or reject. That's a source of Sharia. So, al-Asi, who is the disobedient? The disobedient is the one by his deed or his say contradict or go out or choose other than Allah manhaj, Allah constitution. He selected that. Wal'azu billah, without too much detail of the, because of the khutbah, if he is doing it deliberate, that leads to kufr. If he doing it thinking that it is better, that leads to kufr. But sometimes we do it out of habits, a tradition, or misunderstanding, that lead to disobedience. He's still in hadirat of iman, but he is doing wrong. And who are the disobedience? There are two categories, and their motive, they are different. The disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two categories, and each one of those categories got its own motivation. The first, والعياذ بالله, the disobedience of the jinn. And the jinn, not all the jinn, they are disobedient. But there are a disobedience from the jinn. And what did the jinn mean? What did the word jinn mean? Jinn, it means something that you realize it's existent, but you cannot, by your five senses, put your hand in it or describe it, but you know it exists. That's it, call it jinn. And from there it comes to the word Jannah. Jannah, that you know it exists, but you don't know how it looks. You don't know how it's meant. You don't know vision wise. You didn't hear it, but you know it exists. So if you know something and you cannot realize but your five senses, it comes from Jannah. Jann. So jinn, a creature we know exists, but we cannot identify. And for that jinn, his disobedience, the act of disobedience, the purpose of it is the act of revenge from the human being, because he believes that the human being is the cause of getting him out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. So the motive, the prime motive for jinn to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are two. Number one, the arrogant behavior. Ana khayrun min, I am better than him. That's number one. The second motive to the jinn, the act of revenge. You did it. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. My revenge, I will try to tempt them all. I will try to lead them astray all. So here, the jinn motive to disobey Allah was two. Number one, arrogant, led to disobedience. And the second, the act of revenge. So now, when you, if that raises a red flag, when you ask yourself, or you are saying yourself, or between you and yourself, saying, I am better than him, or I am better than them, then what did that put, what category that put you in it? When you go to seek revenge, what category that put you in it? That's a real, real serious. The second category of disobedience, or the second creature that disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the human being. But the motive here for disobeying Allah is different. So the first one, it was arrogant and revenge. But the second one, why you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You disobey thinking on what you are about to do or say gonna accomplish to you a benefit or pleasure. Benefit or pleasure. When you listen to the scenario that it took place between the shaitan and Adam, what he motivated him through? He said, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid you from eating from this tree? He said, why? Because either you're going to be like angels, or you're going to be angels, or you're going to be min al-khalideen, the one who have eternal life. If you look at the category here, it is related to what? Pleasure or benefit. So when the human being disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not doing an act of revenge. He is doing act seeking or thinking that what he is about to do is something gonna benefit him, or something gonna lead him or give him pleasure. And that's totally wrong. Who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The one who disobey has more than one name in the Quran. The people that they are, they have more than one name. One of those names is the الشيطان. والشيطان يعدهم ويمنيهم والشيطان يعدهم الفقر. Who is the شيطان? The شيطان is the one who rebellion against Allah order, but not against Allah. The شيطان is the one who will rebellion against Allah order, but he will never rebellion against Allah. When you look at the الشيطان, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask him, ما منعك أن تسجد? Why you did not make sujood? He was what? The rebellion was what? أنا خير من rebellion. But after that he said what? وعزتك لأغوينهم أجمعين. The rebellion here is not against Allah himself, but against the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he's saying, by your mighty, I am all knowing that your will and you are Allah, never been conquered, nothing can conquer you. So that call a shaitan. There is another one, it called a ta'ghut. Or we, in the English language terminology wise, we call them tyrant or dictators in the political arena. And those are the people that they violate other people's rights or other creatures' rights, and they appoint themselves as a holy deity. That can be a political figure, can be a social figure, can be a religious figure also. By the name of the religion, I am destroying the religion. Anyone think that he is Mr. Right, and he think that it is a natural process that all the people will obey him and all the people will follow the footsteps, his decision is not a subject of discussion, or his opinion is not a subject of discussion, that's already appointed himself as a god. Look at the Pharaoh when he was giving his excuses, what he said. وَمَا أُرِيكُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَرَى وَمَا أَهْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا طَرِيقَ الرَّشَادِ. I only lead you. وَمَا أُرِيكُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَرَى. I giving you the best that I have. وَمَا أَهْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا طَرِيقَ الرَّشَادِ. I only take you to the right path, to the prosperity. What is it that you're rebellion about? What is it wrong of what I'm doing? He worship himself. And he is asking other to worship him. That called a ta'ghut. Another name for the same character. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Iblis. And Iblis basically mean the one that there is no goodness can come out of him. All his or her act is evil. Everything they do, everything they see, they say, it is evil. وَالْعَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ. And not only what they do is evil, but also they are desperate and they have no hope in Allah's mercy. Because when they disobey, they are arrogant enough to admit the wrong and correct it and seek forgiveness. So what they do is evil. They know what they are doing is evil. When they realize it is evil, they are arrogant enough to not to correct. The shaitan up to now thinking that, well, it might be a chance or whatever. There is excuse, there is a logic for what I did. And that is Iblis, وَالْعَزُ بِاللَّهِ. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تُرَابِ. You created him. You created me from fire. And fire is a lot more stronger than clay. so I am better. And he does not see or realize that what he did is an act of disobedience to Allah. And that's the difference between him and between the angel. The angel obeyed and questioned because they wanted to understand. أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلم. يا الله أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها. They will lead life to stray and they will shed blood and they will do a lot of wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said إني أعلم ما لا تعلم. I know what you don't know, but they obey. They give their excuses, but they obey. That's the angel. But the shaitan gave the excuse and disobeyed. And that's what took him away from Allah's mercy. There is a point I want to drive to all of us. How many times the shaitan disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get out of his mercy? One. How many mistakes we do in a single day? Do you see the magnitude of our problem? One mistake got him completely out of the mercy because it was deliberate. How many mistakes in any given day we do? A whole lot. A whole lot. And from there you can understand or you see Allah love and mercy when he saying مَا كُنَّ مُعَدِّدِيهِمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كُنَّ مُعَدِّدِيهِمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Ya Muhammad, we will not punish them as long as you are among them, and we will not punish them as long as they seek forgiveness. You see where we are? How does shaitan work in your life? So now, that's the first kind. Like I said, there are shaitan or disobedient from a human being and a disobedient from a jinn. Now, how the shaitan al jinn? Because shaitan al jinn has his own way of working. Shaitan al-ins has also another way of working. But the difference is this. These two, instead of being allied, one of them allied to the other, and the other is taking him as an enemy. The human being take the shaitan as allied, shaitan al-jinn. But shaitan al-jinn look at the human being as the enemy. You see down the contradiction? Somebody out there to destroy you, and that you are, and the other one is going in the same direction, seeking help from the other one. أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدُوا الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ وَأَنُ اعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Did I tell you, ya human being? That's in the day of judgment. Allah ta'abudu shaitan. Do not obey the shaitan. Do not submit to the shaitan. Wa anu abuduni. Submit to me, obey me. But instead, what we do the opposite. How the shaitan work in your life and mine. And that's also show you the value of fasting. He will tempt the shaitan. The shaitan will whisper and tempt the human being to disobey Allah, to make the act of disobedience, the unlawful, attractive. All the time will make him attractive. He will tempt you to follow al-hawa. Al-hawa, your desire, your lust, your convenience. The shaitan, wal-azu billah, the first head that he's going to go right into it when he's dealing with you. By the way, the fight with you, the shaitan, will never give up on you. He can lose. He can lose and win. But he will never, never give up on you, even if you study the fiqh of dying. The shaitan, till the last second of your life, he will try to get you out. Even while you are dying, there are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us a procedures and process to prevent this from happening. But we have to study it and we have to apply it. So he gonna go right into the jugular vein. Kufr. Commit a kufr. Deny. Deny the messages. Deny the messengers. Deny the revelations. And the last one is Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Quran and his tradition. The sunnah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is the kufr? The kufr, the blasphemy, it means that you've been informed by the truth, you comprehended the truth, and you deliberately deny it. Maybe you can inform me by something where I didn't understand. That's not a kufr. I didn't apply because I don't understand. When you come and tell me there are bacteria or bad germs on down there on the back, in the backyard here, by the Russian, you didn't tell me anything. You informed me, yes, you did. Did I understand? I didn't understand. So that's not kufr. But the kufr has a requirement. Number one, to be informed. Number two, completely comprehend and understand the message. Number three, deliberately deny to act. Or deliberately deny the authentication. Ya Muhammad, innahum la yukadibunak, walakinnahum bi ayatillahi yajhadun. That's another four. Ya Muhammad, they are not denying what you say, but they are, wal'iyazu billah, what they have in their heart is rebellion. They don't want to do it. So the first, he will go ask you to go for kufr. If he see you strong and standing by, and you are not going to compromise that, he will tempt you to do al-haram by making things. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. زَيَّنَ, that means make it attractive. One of the ways making it attractive is make it small and minor. This is a small thing to do. I mean, come on. We are not angel here, right? Little bit here, little bit there, little bit here, little bit there. And start what? And he will apply with you what it called a tadarruj. A tadarruj, that means what? Okay, just put your foot on the water. That's all you do. Don't do anything else. That's it. See, there is nothing happening. Next time, one more little step further. Next time, you see, there is nothing happened before. How about one more? You see, you benefit out of that. Or you had the pleasure out of that. One more. Before you know, you are in a spot where you are drowning and you cannot come out. People got involved with alcohol, drugs, wal'iyazu billah, gambling. They can explain to you exactly all the knowledge about how bad and how effective and how it destroys is out there. Everybody knows. Were they stupid? No, they were not stupid. But they thought they are smart enough to know when to get out. And they got caught. And that's exactly the act of shaitan. After that, another way of the shaitan is put you in a state of self-defense on your action. Try to justify your mistake when you do it. When you do a mistake, you have all the energy to defend on this mistake. And unfortunately, most of us, they don't know in that state if I'm defending on myself or defending on the mistake. If you truly want to defend on yourself, you will admit the mistake. Because you will realize it is harmful. But kibr, arrogant behavior will stop you from admitting it. Stubbornness. No, I'm not wrong. You are wrong. I cannot be wrong. You are wrong. And before you know it, argue start. And who will win argument? The one who knows how to argue. Not necessarily the right or wrong. The one who knows how to argue. And this is why you see the value in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, wa'arid. Wa'arid, that means what? Never get involved in argument. Right is clear, wrong is clear. It can be misunderstood. But once it is clear one time, don't argue about it again. Don't try to make the people change their mind deliberately, because people, if they are sincerely, their heart in the right place, they will know the true value of what you say or what they heard, and they will follow it. Other than that, they're going to keep arguing till God knows when. So all of this, having excuses for your act of disobedience, make it small and minor. You are fussy. You are picking on people. You are doing this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warning us, تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنُ وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You are saying this is a minor, this is nothing, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is great. This is a major. Another thing, there are so many in the list, but inshallah they will be in another khutbah if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want. Another, al-ghafla an zikrillah. Absent-minded about zikrillah. Completely, you don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't remember the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't remember the value of the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon you. You don't know the source. You take a lot of things for granted without even turning around and say thank you. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. Very, very few who turn around and say thank you. وَالْعَيَازُ بِاللَّهِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That's a blessing of Allah. You have a health. You have all your attributes. You have your all senses. Right a few miles from here, people in your age, they don't have a fraction of what you have. They did not have anything to do with having it taken away from them, and you didn't do anything to keep it. What did you do to keep your eyesight or hearing or smelling or testing? Nothing. Did you say Alhamdulillah when you test the food? You enjoy to say this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ayah? Who make you absent-minded about that? Ash-shaytan. You see how he influence your right? The last point for the khutbah today is when it comes down to ibadat, especially the salah, he will try to corrupt it. I think we all, and there are some incidents happen and some cases happen in the history of Umar ibn al-Khattab in that issue. With Umar ibn al-Khattab and Abu Bakr, with the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is a common epidemic, is in the prayer. He will try to know the prayer. How come when we say Allahu Akbar, before we know it, our mind go all the way out? And guess what? Sometimes a lot of things you are missing. You don't remember it till now. And you want to finish as much as you can and go and check it out. Who is doing that to you? Ash-shaytan. He wants you to corrupt. He wants you corrupted. He doesn't want this relationship. He doesn't want you to get closer. He doesn't want you to take one step further to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. Another way is you say, no, listen, man, I know you and I know what you're doing. And I'm not going to fall in your trap. I am not going to allow you to do that to me. I'm going to say, okay, back off. But he did not back off. I am only going to do the right thing. I'm only going to do what the Quran said it is, and Sayyidina Muhammad said it is right. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. That's what they say. Al-ajabu bil-halal. Al-ajabu bil-halal. You will feel good about what you're doing. You feel good. I am good. I'm doing good. You are the shaitan himself. You are not under the influence of shaitan. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about the good deeds, that the people, they do it while their heart is what? وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَ. قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَ. That means they are doing the good deed and their heart in a state of trembling. Did Allah going to accept or not? Do you think that's good enough for Allah to accept or not? Is that good enough or not? Can I do it better or not? وَقُلُوبُهُمْ, their heart, وَجِلَ, in a state of trembling. When you say, I am good, I'm doing good, that's what the shaitan said. Another way of getting you with the good deed. Maybe you are doing a good. Yes, you do. Good. But what is your motive? Why did you do what you do? Are you doing it to please yourself? It makes me feel good. Are you doing it to get recognition from people? Or you are doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The motive is different, but maybe the act is the same. Who knows what's in the heart? And believe me, when I say, when it comes to the intention, every single deed that you do, you think it is good, it will be verified, and it will go through quality assurance. And in the fiqh al-mawt wa ma ba'du, in death and after the fiqh, you will see after all the deed filter and go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say very shortly, the angel going to say, Ya Allah, he did this and this and this and this and that, and he is or she is qualified. Subhanallah, and they are admiring this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to say, did you know what was in their heart when they did what they did? I am the only one who knows what was in their heart. And today, I am the one who accept, and I am the one who reject, and I am the one who pay. Don't ever think your cycle ended by doing the good deed. In reality, your cycle started when you do the good deed. And that's leading to another dilemma in our life. My problem is not doing right or wrong as a Muslim. That should not be an issue of discussion. My problem going to be, am I doing the good thing or not? I am doing it good enough or not? What is my motive in doing it? Allah will accept it or not? Can I improve it or not? But the issue of right or wrong, no, that should be your behind. Should be behind. Doing it or not doing it, that should not be an issue. And if you are not in increase, you are in decrease. Let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask Allah to bless our gathering. Help us to have a better understanding of the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Brother and sister, month of Ramadan, it was a month of building habits and reflections. Month of Ramadan did not end. The state of Ramadan will never end in the heart of the Muslim. Will never end. Sit down and see for yourself. Every one of us have a complete different set of challenges, different set of environment, even if we are sitting right side by side. Sit down, identify how the shaitan influences your life. For those, and start by those little teeny things that you do and you got used to them and you think they have no value or they have no impact. And you build them as a habit and you already not even thinking about it while you are doing it. Start by those. Say, my enemy wants me to get out of Allah's mercy. How he's doing that? Am I walking right into him or I'm walking away from him? See how the shaitan impacting your life. And I guarantee you, is impacting our life different ways. Different circumstances, different ways. Be alert. Be alert. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want you to be from Ahlul Jannah. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى جَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, come and hurry. Hurry to the paradise, to Jannah. Allah prepared it for المتقين, for the pious one. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you. You yourself want that. No one wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be displeased with it. No one. But between this, between you and between Allah, there is somebody interfering there. And that one taking you away. And please, don't come and tell me your disaster, not your problem, if you think that the shaitan is not impacting your life. If you really cannot, and you think that you are doing everything perfect, al-ghafla by its own self. Being absent-minded about remembering Allah and your obligation and who is Allah and what's in the internal life and what is ahead of you and not preparing for your death. All of that is a big, big sin. The shaitan is leading you to it. Shaitan is not going to leave you alone. Even if you leave him alone, he is not going to leave you alone. See how he or she, how that shaitan is impacting your life. And if, as long as he's your enemy and he's forced to fight on you, you might as well wake up and start fighting back. And reclaim your heart, reclaim your soul, reclaim your destiny. Everything has a temptation and everything has a challenges. I never gave up. And remember, I want to finish the khutbah by saying this. Remember قول الله تبارك وتعالى to سيدنا محمد ما كنا معذبيهم وأنت فيهم وما كنا معذبيهم وهم يستغفرون. يا محمد, we will not punish them as long as they are, you are among them. And we will never punish them as long as they do what? Keep seeking forgiveness. Start fighting against shaitan by training your tongue to say astaghfirullah. How many times you said astaghfirullah today? How many times? How many times you said it yesterday? How many times you said it the day before? You prayed, you did it? No question. How many times you said astaghfirullah? Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'fu anna. How many times you say it? You see now how the shaitan is controlling your life? Train yourself, train him. Train him, that means even if you lose your concentration, you're going to do it by its own. It's going to be a part of a habit. When you see something, subhanallah, you keep seeking, remembering Allah. That's the first and the most powerful tool, the dua, to regain, inshallah. I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us, inshallah, to regain our life, to regain our souls, and to regain our family. And we all be, inshallah, on the right track. And when we are on the right track, all the ummah, inshallah, will be on the right track. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive and pardon all our sin, all our mistake, all our shortcoming. And help us to come back with the shaitan, ya Allah. We ask you, ya Allah, to help us. Help us to realize that the shaitan is the enemy. And help us to conquer that enemy in our heart and in our souls and in our life, ya Allah. We ask you, ya Allah, to help us, so we can understand the whole teaching of the Holy Quran better, and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam better, and help us to apply them in our life, so we can live in peace and die in peace, and inshallah in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibadallah, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihun. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي للصلاة حي للفلاة قل تو صلاة قل تو صلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
This is the rhythm of your violence. Fill the gaps between the feet and the shoulder.